Breaking news coming in from Ottawa, Ontario. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission has announced today the National Research Universal Reactor here at Chalk River Laboratories will be shut down indefinitely due to radioactive...
Chalk River locals are concerned that heavy water in the reactor is leaked into the Ottawa River, causing...
Storage of highly enriched uranium in the facility leads to concerns over nuclear terrorism.
Imagine if the nuclear reactor in Chalk River blew up today. What is the first thing that comes to your mind? Water contamination? Air pollution? Or radiation concerns. These would all be serious consequences of such horrific accident, but there is one critical problem that many people overlook. If the nuclear plant at Chalk River were to be shut down, then there would be a shortage in radioactive isotope called technetium-99m. You may ask, what is technetium and why should people be concerned? Well, technetium is used in medical scans to provide diagnostic information to patients with illnesses such as cardiovascular diseases and cancer. About 30 million of these scans are done each year.
A big test that's often run is using 99M technetium, so 99MTC, which is 85% of all nuclear medicine scans in the U.S. use that one isotope.
That's Dr. Chris Orvik from the University of British Columbia giving us insights on technetium and the potential problems with the supplies.
Technetium supply is affected by two features. One of them is that the six reactors around the world that use it, many of them are quite old and regularly need servicing and regularly have breakdowns.
One of those six reactors is the National Research Universal Reactor in Chalk River, Ontario. This plant is the only source of technetium-99m in North America. And as Dr. Orvik said, it is old and it has had its share of breakdowns already. There has been two incidents of NRU shutdowns, one in November of 2007 and one in May of 2009. The second shutdown, which lasted about 15 months, caused a worldwide shortage of medical isotopes. Can't we just stockpile isotopes to prepare for such incidents? Actually, technetium can't be stockpiled because it has a half-life of 6 hours, which is too short. This means that it only takes 6 hours for a supply of technetium to decay to half of its original content. So it is extracted fresh every morning at the hospitals. This means that nuclear reactors producing the isotopes have to be continuously running. So this is the first problem with the supply of technetium. The second problem may sound surprising.
The other feature is that 5 of those 6 reactors use highly enriched uranium. And as is no surprise these days, the US, which is the major source of highly enriched uranium, is becoming more and more worried about shipping it off to foreign countries. And since there's no domestic source of technetium, they have to supply highly enriched uranium to 5 out of 6 of the reactors around the world which use it to make technetium.
Wait, what? Highly enriched uranium? And you know what else uses highly enriched uranium? Nuclear weapons. This leads to worry about nuclear terrorism. Terrorists with a nuclear ambition might hijack their shipments of uranium to build weapons of mass destruction. So, it is of concern that the health sector depends on technetium. How do you remediate these problems? The solution is to find alternative ways to produce technetium, or find a suitable alternative to technetium to be used in medical imaging.
There's been a major effort in Canada and the US recently to try and produce technetium using cyclotrons, and a Canadian team that spread over Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta very recently reported that they could make technetium in cyclotrons. This is of course now highly experimental, a long way to go, but does present another interesting and potentially useful alternative in terms of the supply of radioisotopes for nuclear medicine.
In other words, there's no need to worry about uranium supply because cyclotron is a safe particle accelerator. The second alternative is to have a substitute for technetium, and this could be gallium. Dr. Chris Orvig and his colleagues have found a way to make gallium a suitable radioisotope for PET scan, which is another form of medical imaging. The public will require more and more health services, such as medical scans, because the population of baby boomers is aging. As a result, the demand for medical isotopes will only increase, and it will be problematic to depend on technetium given the existing issues with the supplies. Thus, we need to invest in alternative ways. And the good news is that researchers such as Dr. Orvig are on a promising path. Only then we could truly be prepared should the NRU plant in Chalk River ever blow up. A special thanks to Dr. Chris Orvig for gladly participating in our interview, and we thank the Science 300 team at UBC, Drs. Eric Chandu, John Steves, Jackie Stewart, and Bruce Dunham, along with our TA Haley Dunnings, for giving us helpful feedback on this podcast. And finally, we thank you for tuning in to our podcast. This podcast was narrated by Jason Park, scripted by Cheng Yun Yu, Jenny Choi, and Kirk Settle. All the sound effects and music were from freesound.org and danosongs.com.